the life of Daniel in retrospect. We have been spending much time going through the life of Daniel. And now that we have covered all the 12 chapters, we want to take a step back and review that life that we have studied. Life of Daniel in retrospect. The name Daniel means God is my judge. And his name was a reflection of his life. He lived up to the responsible name by which he was called. He lived a godly, upright life in a crooked world. This morning we were studying Genesis chapter 11 about the global rebellion of man. How after 10 generations from Noah, after the flood, men totally rejected God. And it began with one man. The Bible tells us about Nimrod and his rebellion. And how from there, that little rebellion, it spread and it causes the entire world to be totally against God. God gave to the world at that time one language so that they may together praise the living and true God. But instead, they were building a temple to worship themselves. And it was the set fire of the picture of the world at large. In every generation, this is the crooked world that we speak about. How Daniel, like Noah, like Job, lived a godly, upright life in a crooked world. And God approved him by calling him a man greatly beloved. Daniel chapter 10, verse 19. And his life fully exemplified how a Christian ought to live. In the world, but not of the world. How he was able to help on to his precious identity as a child of God. To reflect consistently the testimony of the living God in him. And that is a tremendous testimony that tells us it is possible for us to live such a life. Because there was a man whom God has endowed to live such a life, to set us the example. And so the book of Daniel is a most relevant discourse for our generation. He showed us how to maintain a consistent Christian testimony in a hostile world. And Daniel's life exemplified how we should live as salt, what Jesus said, and light in a sin-ridden world. The world is always threatening to erase God from the face of the earth. This is what we see in the book of Genesis. Twice, before the flood, after the flood, how God had to intervene time and again. Because man by himself, that depravity within him is really that uncontrollable. It is only when God gives and intervenes by his gospel that soul-cleansing blood through his Son Jesus Christ that we can have the power to break that bondage of sin. And so in Daniel's life, we see how God maintained a courageous remnant who dared to stand with God in a hostile world. And God manifests His life through His faithful remnant that would be humble and that would love Him above all else. And Daniel exemplified such a man for our learning. And so, as you review the life of Daniel, you see how his life is so relevant for our life. He was a minority, in fact, a despised minority. He was a captive in a largely pagan culture. And yet, how he was able to maintain his identity, his Christian or his values, and his faith was not torn by the pressures and the tribulations that came to his life. And so, the first thing that we saw was a life of consistent faith. You see from the beginning how at a young age he purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat and wine. We have studied the word purpose means to be set, to be determined, to be fixed, and the tense of that word is what we call the perfect tense, describe a completed action, meaning that his life was consistent and totally given over to God, and his conviction to be an obedient child of God made the difference. And you saw how as a young man he dedicated, he committed, and he devoted himself to God. And God used him throughout his life. Empires came, empires went, and he remained a testimony for the Lord. Because he settled in his heart what he will do and what he will not do. He will not defile and contaminate himself with the pollutions of the world. For him, it was the idolatrous Babylonian culture. Although he was captive, pressure came on every side, but he did not crumble. As our Lord Jesus said before he went to the cross, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He tells us that the world will press us to the limit. But if you were to look to Him, you will have peace. And we need that courage. And Daniel exemplified their commitment for our learning. A commitment to spiritual purity. It was a step of separation unto holiness. And Daniel, by his life, showed to us true wisdom. The fear of God was in his heart. His life was not dictated by circumstances, but by God's truth. He kept his heart with diligence. He kept a watch on his own heart. Solomon said in Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues. And so for us who make it a point to come for prayer meeting midweek, we find it so refreshing because we come before God and renew our commitment before Him. When we put our faith and trust by aligning our life with His will. And so this is the encouragement for all of us who come week after week for prayer. The Lord indeed will honor you. He trusted God, and he did not compromise his spiritual convictions. And every time you see God supernaturally delivered him, this is the same God who vindicated Daniel, who will also vindicate us in our time as we serve him. Then we saw also, not only was Daniel's life a life of consistent faith, but he was a man respected by a faithless world. He was called to serve in a place of pagan authority. He was cruelly taken from home and handed, given over to foreign masters. And yet through all the testings, he maintained a godly character, a godly conduct, and became a respected leader in the nation that he was found. He was like the Joseph who was of old. And so Daniel demonstrated how to win the respect and admiration of non-believers without compromising our biblical convictions. He never hesitated, was never ashamed to practice his faith in the sight of non-believers, and how God gave him the wisdom, the discretion, the humility to do so, and how God honored such a life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 8 gives to us some inkling of how God's favor always came upon them. Solomon writes, he says, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor, and marrow to thy bones. This was Daniel's life. And Peter, in the New Testament, writes Daniel's life this consistent way. 1 Peter 2 verse 12 says, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, remember, he was thrown into the lion's den, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. 1 Peter 3, 15 and 16. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evil, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. How God vindicated Daniel time and again. And you find that this is the same God who will also vindicate us. another gospel writer, Paul, who is, he says in Colossians 4, verse 5 to 6, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer everything. His encounter with the kings of Babylon, the kings of Persia, showed how God can indeed endow a man with such wisdom. What is the secret of his power? This is our third point. Daniel was not only a man with a life of consistent faith, how he was a man respected by a faithless world, in a faithless world, but he was a man with a disciplined prayer life. He prayed 3 times a day, following what the Jews do back in Jerusalem. 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m. He was a man who prayed without ceasing. The battles in Daniel's life were won on his knees. He understood that prayer is power. The Hebrew word for kneeling in the intensive stand is blessing. So when we come before God, wrestling in prayer, we will receive this blessing. Daniel did not turn to God only when all else fails. This is what many would do. But he turned to God in prayer always, so that he would always triumph. This is the secret of Daniel's success. And so, what can we learn from Daniel's life in retrospect? It is his prayer life. D.L. Moody said this: Jesus never taught his disciples how to preach, but only how to pray. Therein lies the secret of spiritual power. As Zechariah said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So Daniel prayed for himself, he prayed for others. He understood spiritual warfare, how it is won by prayer. And he prayed for God's people and sought God's blessing for them. And so by his intercessory prayer, God revealed to Daniel concerning Israel's future, so that the future generation of Jews knew the will of God for them. And so he passed on his faith to future generations. We were studying Genesis chapter 11. How you see a consistent degeneration of the faith from Noah. Why did it happen? Because one generation failed to pass on the faith to the next generation. There were those who went wayward. Not only was he a man with a disciplined prayer life, but he was also a man of faith in the scriptures. The word of God is the revealed will of God. And Daniel consistently sought to know the will of God and to live by it. He carried with him the Hebrew scriptures when he came to Babylon, and how the truth of God's word did not depart from his life. He understood the prophecies of Jeremiah. He knew that they would return after 70 years of captivity in Babylon. And so, as you survey and look at Daniel's life, you see how prayer and the word would go together. Warren Wiersbe, he wrote an illustration which I thought was very good. He said this: when someone was asked, or someone asked an old sage, Which is more important in our Christian life? Prayer or God's word? The saint replied. Which wing of the bird is more important for his flight? The right wing or the left wing? It is a rhetorical question. The bird needs both wings in order to fly. And we need the word of God and the unction of the Spirit of God in prayer to live our lives. Paul said in Philippians 2:15-16, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Conclusion. As a hymn, dare to be a Daniel, encourage us. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm. Dare to make it known. May Daniel's life encourage our life, that we would live a life of faith in a faithless world. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank thee for giving to us this record, this infallible, inerrant, and preserved record of the life of thy servant Daniel. And as we reveal his life in retrospect, we marvel at thy power in the life of a vessel that is willing to be consecrated to thee. O God, we pray that thou would help us to live such a life, to be like a Daniel, to dare to be a Daniel, to dare to stand in a crooked and perverse generation. O Lord, we see the signs of the times, how we are in the days of Lot. We see the pink dot movement, how year by year this movement is gaining strength and influencing and pervading our society. O God, may thou grant to us the strength to stand like a Daniel in a world that is fast falling. And Lord, may thou preserve a remnant for thy glory, as thou hast always done. Keep us pure and keep us true to thee. We realize we are weak. May thy Spirit come and fill us so that we may indeed have the strength to do thy will. Help us, Lord, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.